Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Sarah Varney. California air regulators released a final plan today that calls for slashing greenhouse gas emissions by about 4 tons per person. The plan bolsters a draft report released in June that's a roadmap for implementing California's landmark global warming law. I'm joined now by Craig Miller, KQED's senior editor of our new series Climate Watch, and he's going to help us sort out just exactly how we're supposed to reduce our emissions by 4 tons per person. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you.
Now, this all started when lawmakers passed legislation that requires the state cut greenhouse gas emissions down to 1990 levels by 2020. And this plan is essentially a blueprint to do that. Now, when I look at it, it looks like virtually every sector of the economy is going to be affected.
It does reach into virtually every aspect of society, concentrating on heavy industry, transportation. But it will affect all of us in little ways, ways that we notice and ways that we don't notice.
So what does it specifically call on utilities, for instance, or automakers or developers to do?
It will ultimately change the way we plan our new communities, the types of cars that we drive, the types of fuel that we put in them, maybe the types of light bulbs we use in our house even. It will change the recipe, for example, for the way Caltrans mixes up its concrete. Utilities, you mentioned, for example, you know, they have to actually, over a period of time, be getting a third of their power from so-called renewable sources of energy like solar or wind or whatever. This is a big shift for a lot of them who now depend on natural gas or other sources.
Or coal.
Although California is not a huge, coal isn't a huge factor in California, but it's here. So for them, they get a cap and trade system. In other words, somebody is going to be telling them a regional authority, actually, which is tied into this called the Western Climate Initiative, is coming up with a plan for California and 6 other states and some Canadian provinces where they're going to say, okay, this is how much we're going to allow in carbon emissions. Each company, each utility, this is your share. If you want more than that, you're going to have to buy it from somebody else. That's the cap and trade approach to it. The big unanswered question, even with today's proposed plan that came out, is how are those allowances going to be doled out? Are they just going to be given away to the companies, or are the companies going to have to pay for them?
Now, will I or my family be asked to do anything differently because of this plan? So, for instance, can I trade my own carbon credits since I ride my bike to work?
No carbon police will come to your house and want to check up on, you know, on your carbon footprint. That sort of thing is going to be kind of dealt with upstream. For example, you know, the responsibility for the what comes out of your tailpipe in terms of, let's say, this cap and trade program is going to be assigned to the people who are creating the gasoline, selling the gasoline that you're buying. It won't be you, won't even be your corner gas station. It'll be the refineries, the distributors, people upstream from them who will be covered by this program and responsible for meeting the goals.
Will there be any restrictions on when I have to turn my television off or I have to turn my light off or anything like that, any extreme measures?
They're trying to minimize that. I mean, I'm not – there may be a point, and because a lot of this is still evolving, there may be a point at which somebody will say you can't buy incandescent light bulbs anymore. You have to have compact fluorescent bulbs in your house. But what they're trying to do is work with incentives and, let's say – for example, they claim there's $12 billion by 2020 in actual consumer savings built into this, not because of anything you have to do differently, but maybe the refrigerator you buy is a lot more efficient, the car you're driving is a lot more efficient, and therefore you end up saving money.
Given the state of the economy right now, how likely is it that any of this is actually going to get implemented?
Well, a lot of it doesn't even kick in for a few years. For instance, the cap and trade program doesn't even start until 2012, and things we hope will be looking a little bit better by then. But some of the emerging analyses of this, both from the private sector as well, are starting to say, look, in the long run, this is going to save us money. The more we do and the earlier we do it, the better off we're going to be economically as well as environmentally.
Thank you so much, Craig. That was Craig Miller, senior editor of KQED's Climate Watch. There's more on all of this at kqed.org/climatewatch. I'm Sarah Varney, KQED Public Radio.